This is Imran, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. As you know, there has been a bunch of good news lately for President Bush. First of all, we've had the important announcement that the evil Mossab al-Zarqawi, the killer of so many innocent Iraqis, was killed in a 500-pound bomb drop. That is great news for America, but it's also great news for President Bush and his political party. The second set of good news that George W. Bush has received has been that Karl Rove, the mastermind of the Republican takeover of both the houses and the presidency, was not likely to be indicted for his involvement in the leak of the CIA operative whose husband had disagreed with President Bush and Dick Cheney. So that's good news for George Bush. The next piece of good news is obviously that even though the margin was very small, very tightly fought race was barely won by the Republican. Barely winning in an area where Republicans are registered in a majority is not a good thing. However, it could have been much worse, which was that if the Democrats had won that seat, it would have given Democrats a lot more momentum, and it would have really meant that the Republicans are in for a huge disaster. Now, with all these good news, it is a chance for George W. Bush to jump into action, to really see if he has a chance to get past the lame duck image that seems to have become stuck to him, so that he can actually get some action going on the Middle East peace process, on India-Pakistan, in terms of things that are happening in North Korea, getting a resolution on the Iranian crisis without starting a war, and especially without something as stupid as dropping nuclear weapons on a country that has not attacked us. These are some of the things that George W. Bush can focus on. And if he does, there is a chance that he can still salvage a part of his legacy. At this moment, his legacy is nothing. His legacy at the current moment is that the separation of church and state has become weakened. Religion has become a bigger issue in politics in America, which is not a good thing. His legacy is that America started moving away from many of the very treaties that it had signed. America became from the most trusted country in the world to one of the most hated ones. America went from a country that stood for human rights to the one that was now guilty of torture in Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo Bay, and other places. America, from being a champion of peace, even though carrying a big stick, has become the country that attacks smaller countries. And America changed from an economic superpower, a country with a huge, huge, huge government surplus, into a country with a huge government deficit with no end in sight. So, George W. Bush, he has a great opportunity now. Let's see what he does with this. We as Americans can disagree on what his legacy is. We as Americans can even disagree on whether we want to call him president or not. The fact of the matter is, he is president. He has a chance. And he, even if he does it to save his own legacy, if he takes the right actions, does some good things to try to undo all the bad things, the stupid things and the wrong things that were done by his administration, we still have a chance to see a George W. Bush legacy that is not the worst presidency this nation has ever had, and that does not leave us as the country that went from being the most admired, most respected, most loved nation on the face of the planet to a place that is vilified and reviled by everybody. Almost everybody from Asia to Europe to Latin America is rooting against America, and that is a terrible thing. We pay the price not just in the search for Osama bin Laden and the hunt for terror, but also in long-term economic and other opportunities for our people and our nation and our country. And so it is absolutely essential that George W. Bush and his administration focus not on enriching their friends at Halliburton or in the oil industry, etc., but focus on leaving a legacy for America. I don't care if George W. Bush is remembered 5 or 10 years from now, much less 100 years from now. I do care how America is treated by the rest of the world, how America is respected, and how America is a great country, not just in the next 4 to 10 years, but for the next 100 years. And if I was George W. Bush, that's what I would focus on, not my legacy, but what the rest of the world thinks of America because of our actions and because of what we stand for. We are the United States of America. Let's make the rest of the world know we are the greatest place on the face of the earth. www.imran.com for your comments. This is Imran signing off.